I'm going to get into your music right away. We've got several songs we want to do for your Song of the Soul, David. Which one would you like to start with? Where can we start out to get some sense of where your soul sings?
Hula Jesus Bomb is the one we could start out with. And I mean, the song was inspired by post-September 11th sort of, you know, insanity. And Bush talking about crusades, you know, he was talking about how we're on a crusade against terror. And it's just amazing that somebody could use the term crusade when they're talking about the predominantly Christian so-called country invading Muslim countries. Because there was a crusade. And it's not a pretty thing that any sane person would want to hearken back to. And this has been something that's characterized our society and many societies around the world for a long time, is those who are trying to use religion to further the goals of the empire or the goals of the rich towards domination in their own society or in the world, and other people who see religion, and particular Christianity, as being a religion that doesn't promote this kind of violence and empire building and this sort of thing. You know, they see Jesus as having set a very different kind of example for how we should be living. And certainly I grew up with that kind of idea, not preached at me necessarily, because my mom is a Quaker, and they don't tend to do a lot of preaching. They just believe what they believe and try to act on those beliefs, which is also tends to be a Christian principle among a lot of Christians. And with this particular song, Hula Jesus Bomb, I mean, of course, the slogan already existed, a play on the fundamentalist thing where they wear bracelets and say, "What would Jesus do?" I was in a Whole Foods market in Houston, Texas, and I was wearing my favorite T-shirt and a picture of George Bush and the words "international terrorist" on it. And this guy came up to me, and he was livid with rage. He was shaking physically and pointing at the picture of George Bush, and he was saying, "He's a man of God. He's a man of God." And I asked him, "Who would Jesus bomb?" And he just was completely befuddled, like he had never considered this question before, and he was just shaking and had no idea how to respond for several minutes. And finally his wife came to his defense and said, "You must not watch the news. There are bad people out there."
Which Jesus would, of course, go out and bomb, right?
Of course, yeah.
Were you actually raised, was your mother Quaker when you were upbringing? Did you go to first day school or hang around meeting? Or?
Well, I think I'd have to ask her, but I think when I was a little kid, I might have gone to a daycare that was in the Quaker meeting house, but I can't remember. But she didn't actually start, I mean, we knew that the Quaker meeting house was just right down the road from where we lived in Wilton, Connecticut. But I don't think she started going to meeting until I was around 10. And I never particularly felt inspired to spend an hour sitting quietly on Sunday after spending way too many hours sitting quietly in school all week. So I didn't go. I just hung out and did my own thing. And it was never particularly pressed on me that I should do it. My dad's of Jewish lineage and not particularly religious, and neither am I. But certainly I've been exposed to Quaker ideas and, I guess, to some extent through my dad's family to Jewish ideas, but nobody in his family is particularly religious, at least not when I was growing up.
Let's listen to the song right away. It's Who Would Jesus Bomb? And it's by my guest for today's Song of the Soul, David Rofix.
I've seen you in the markets, I've seen you in the streets, and at your political conventions. Talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mine. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb?